This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and Morning Devotions. Do you sometimes feel sad? Well, if you do, that's quite normal because the emotion of sadness is a reality for pretty well everybody. So it's natural to feel sad or dejected at times of trouble. And even if you're receiving some disappointing news or something has happened that turns nasty, you become sad. Well, it's not something that everyone talks about or really wants to acknowledge these days. It usually shows up in the way you look. You get asked, what's up? What's the matter? You look sad. What, you look down in the mouth. And you could be hurt over a criticism or you feel bad over something you said that you shouldn't have said. But sadness is a part of life for all of us. But there is a certain stigma attached to this, as if you shouldn't get that way. I remember in May 2011, Hugh Mackay wrote a really good article in the Reader's Digest about being sad. He's the Australian psychologist and social researcher. Hugh Mackay is very well known. And he talks about the fact that we live in a society that's become scared of sadness, as if it will lead to something awful like a depression. Well, it doesn't always do that. And if you see the article, he says to be fully human means sometimes to have this wave, like be engulfed in waves of sadness or despair or doubt or disappointment. So he makes the point that sadness is just as authentic an emotion as happiness. We can't be happy all the time. Parents say, I want my child to be happy. But you know, it's okay to be sad as well. But remember that sadness, wherever it comes from, can actually threaten to rob us of this joy of the present day. And of course, it's not good. It's not a good thing to be sad constantly. It was Charles Dickens who wrote that heaven knows we need never be ashamed of our tears, for they are rain upon the blinding dust of earth, overlying our hard hearts. Arthur Gordon, he said that no one lives on top of the mountain. It's fine to go there occasionally for inspiration and new perspectives, but you've got to come down. Life is lived in the valleys. That's where the farms and the gardens and the orchards are and where the ploughing and the work is done. That's why, or that's where, rather, you apply the visions that you might have glimpsed from the peaks. That's what the author Arthur Gordon says. So there's no surprise in this that we will have sad days in life. Maybe today you feel that way. So it is a feeling. It's one of the many normal emotions that God has actually given us, or the moods that we have. People feel when they've lost something, as I've said. When people are lonely, they feel there's no one really around to connect. They do have that sense of sadness. And when you are sad, the world, it can be an unfriendly place, can't it? It can seem very dark and you might feel like you've got nothing to look forward to. And if you're usually a fairly happy sort of person, then that sadness can actually crush you. You feel really down, can make you feel like crying, and that's okay too. And sometimes the tears are hard to stop. It's true that crying can often make you feel better. You feel like being on your own, or you might want someone to comfort you or just to keep you company while you actually go through those sad feelings. Now, the Bible says lots of things about comfort, actually, and I'm looking at 2 Corinthians 1:3, some wonderful verses here that Paul wrote. Praise God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father is a merciful God who always gives us comfort. So that means that you can rely on a loving God who knows what you're going through. David the psalmist, he knew all about that in Psalm 13. Have a look at that sometime. He was in a desperate situation. There were 3,000 soldiers coming from a very jealous person. That was King Saul, who was after him. So here was David, trapped, and he said, how much longer, Lord, will you forget about me? How long can I be confused and miserable all day? Please listen, dear Lord, and answer my prayers. I trust your love. And they're the words from Psalm 13. I'll talk again a bit more about this tomorrow. Well, Lord, you know all about our humanity and our funny ways. Sometimes, Lord, we are our worst own enemy. But we say funny things, but we're sorry for that. But, Lord, help us in our sadness and in those times when we need your help. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.